88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. Today we're diving into 10 dumb criminals caught because of stupid mistakes. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today, poddex.com. Use the promo code on Larry21 for 10% off your order. What is Poddex, you ask? That is a great question. Let me tell you. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing podcaster looking to grow your audience, get more engagement, or to create new content, you're going to want to check out poddex.com. Use the code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. And now let's get into 10 dumb criminals caught because of stupid mistakes. Number 10, we're starting off with the door pusher. Who among us hasn't had the embarrassing experience of walking up to the entrance of a building and pushing the door only to discover it's a pole? Take a moment to look around, see if anyone noticed your mistake, then pull the door open and leave. That's not how things worked for James Allen. Allen was attempting to rob a store when a series of almost bafflingly stupid decisions and accidents ensured his prompt arrest. Allen, who already tried to rob the same store a week and a half earlier, ended up tripping over a display of drinks, accidentally pulling off his disguise, and then getting stuck behind the door. He tried to kick his way out and fell over. A customer, one of his victims, actually opened the door for him so he could leave. Presumably, they just wanted the embarrassment to stop. Allen ended up being convicted of both the first and second robberies, as well as using a firearm, even though it was a fake. Had he not pulled his own disguise off in an effort to get out of his own stupid clumsiness, he may have gotten away with it. But given his inability to even open doors, maybe not. Number 9, the worst courier in Australia. If you're a drug dealer, there are certain things you need to do to maintain your criminal secrecy, you know? Act casual, stay calm, avoid the police at all costs. And if you're driving a van loaded with 500 pounds of crystal meth, do your best not to crash into a police car. Simon 2 somehow managed to plow into two parked police cars back in 2019, with a load of meth on board his vehicle. In a panic, he drove away, and in no surprise to no one, the police tracked him down. The criminal offered no substantive explanation for how he got the drugs, and his lawyer argued that he was basically an idiot tasked with just driving a vehicle, and he was too dumb to even do that properly. The word shambolic was used in court. According to the official record, Two had been driving past the police station when he fell asleep at the wheel. He crashed into two separate parked police cruisers and then continued on his way. The most ridiculous part of his entire circus of poor decisions was that it took the police 1 hour to find him. That means one of two things happened. He either kept 500 pounds of meth in his car for an hour after hitting two cops, or he went and picked the meth up after hitting two cops. Either way, he had an hour in which to not have a car full of meth and didn't take advantage of that. Number 8, the cameraman. Few things are creepier than discovering a hidden camera where one has no business being. And of all the places to hide one, a public restroom is just off-putting in the extreme. So when a passenger on United Airlines went to the washroom on her flight, she was likely very concerned when she noticed a flashing blue light. The light was located around the cabin in the washroom, and when the passenger looked more closely, she saw it was a camera. Using a paper towel, she pulled it out and gave it to the flight crew. The flight crew gave it to the airport security when they landed. Now, theoretically, this should have ended the story. The camera was confiscated and some bathroom perv was denied his invasive trophy. But the story didn't end there. As part of their due diligence, security watched the footage on the camera. It showed the man who hid the camera actually installing it and recording himself in the process. They even found partially deleted footage on the camera indicating he had done the same on different flights in the past. He ended up being charged with video voyeurism. And number 7, the Facebook plotter. Back in 2015, Andrew Hennels got into his mind to rob the local Tesco supermarket in Norfolk. Robbing a supermarket may not be all that uncommon, but going on Facebook before you rob it and saying you plan to do it complete with a selfie of you and your robbery weapon, well, that is. Hennels posted, quote, doing Tesco over, and included a photo of himself with a knife. 15 minutes later, police picked the man up with the same knife and a few hundred pounds stolen from the store. The crime was called in by a witness who'd seen him in the act, and the Facebook post pretty much clinched his guilt. With his own words working against him, he pleaded guilty to the crime and ended up with only 4 years in prison. Number 6, the businessman. Depending on the crime you're committing, there are arguably dozens of ways you can go about keeping your identity hidden from law enforcement. Steps can be taken to keep your nefarious deeds on the down low and to ensure you face no justice. But no matter what the crime, a good rule of thumb is that you're going to get caught if you leave your business card behind when you're done. Matthew Crowder robbed a consignment store in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and who knows, maybe he would have gotten off scot-free. The problem was the man had earlier given a clerk at the store his business card after trying to pick her up to go on a date. Crowder went on to engage in the downfall of too many other criminals by boasting about what he'd stolen on Facebook, sealing the deal that, yes, he was the guy who did it, and he had no reasonable defense. He was already on the hook for similar crimes at three other locations, and had warrants outstanding. Thanks to him leaving his card behind, cops were able to pick him up on all four warrants. Number 5, the confident man. By now, it's clear that too many criminals are willing to sound off on Facebook and get themselves caught as a result. But Anthony Leskowich took things to another level of stupid when he got too confident with his online presence. He was wanted by police in Freeland, Pennsylvania for aggravated assault and other charges. The local police posted on their Facebook page that they were looking for him. And I cannot believe I'm actually saying this because it's way too stupid. Anthony went ahead and shared the status on his very own Facebook page in a bit of smug foolishness. Since the cops are able to see who's sharing their status, they saw that he himself had shared it. Moments later, he got a message from an attractive stranger on Facebook asking if he'd like to meet for a drink. He turned the mystery woman down, but only for a drink. He then agreed to hook up with her to share a cigarette. Obviously, there was no mystery lady. Come on, this should have been a red flag for him. To add insult to injury, the police made fun of him on Facebook again for getting arrested within 45 minutes. Number four, the clothed man. Milton J. Hodges claimed he was at the Lowe's in Kissimmee, Florida, to shop for mango and banana trees. In fact, he was there to commit armed robbery. When Hodges fled the scene, he went for the nearest place he thought would offer him some cover. When he hopped a nearby wall, he found himself in the Cypress Cove nudist resort. Still hoping to flee police, he pulled a knife on some of the nudists and stole a golf cart to get away. Maybe his plan would have worked, if not for one small but significant mistake he made in his getaway attempt. When cops showed up, Hodges was remarkably easy to spot because he was wearing clothes and the rest of the people at the resort were not. Oh, how stupid do you have to be? Come on. Think. And before we get to our top three, we'd like to thank our other sponsor, Audible, for sponsoring this episode. Audible is home to hundreds of thousands of audiobooks from all kinds of genres, from mystery to autobiographies, to fiction, historical fiction, sci-fi. If you want a 30-day free trial from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/Larry21 and sign up today for a free 30-day trial and free audiobook of your choice. Right now, I'm listening to Ender's Game. It's a great sci-fi book. Definitely a lot better than the movie. So that's audibletrial.com/Larry21 for a free 30-day trial and audiobook of your choice. Now, you can actually keep that audiobook as a gift from Audible, even if you cancel the Audible subscription. And now, back to our top three. Number three, the helpful friend. Committing a crime in front of the police always seems like a bad idea. Almost as bad as robbing a bank right next to a donut shop. Kevin Doak's crime was definitely of the unexpected sort and qualifies as one of the dumbest mistakes any criminal may have ever committed. He hadn't actually committed any crime to put him in contact with the police. In fact, he was at the police station to bail out a friend who was there, stemming from charges related to a car crash. So far, so good. When he reached into his pocket to pull out the bail money, he also dropped the meth that he was carrying out on the counter where everyone could see it. He tried to pull a fast one on the cops and insisted it was just a bag of salt he was carrying around. Cops weren't buying it, and he ended up in prison alongside his friend. Number two, the illegal driver. Jake Kevin Watts already had a criminal history when he completely dropped the ball and made everything 10 times worse for himself. He has to report to the local police station as a condition of his bail for a past crime. So he drove to the station to meet those conditions. Problem is that Watts had already lost his driver's license and wasn't allowed behind the wheel of the car. Right away, it sounds like he made a dumb mistake, but it gets so much worse. At some point after arriving, he must have realized he screwed up. So before entering the police station, he threw the car keys into a bush. Arguably, he could have said he didn't drive if he had no keys on him, except a passerby saw him drop the keys and picked them up, and then followed him to the police station to give them back. That's still not the worst part. After police got wind that he had been driving with no license, they went to check for the car. For baffling reasons, he showed up in a car weighted down with drugs and weapons. There were 7 pairs of brass knuckles, meth, steroids, and a gun, and even estrogen for some reason. And finally, number one, the window tosser. Most of us have seen a film in which the police engage in a high-speed car chase with a criminal. It's pretty much a cliche at this point. But what's a criminal to do in that situation when they know they're caught and have a massive quantity of cocaine on board? Cops from Devon and Cornwall were pursuing a suspect who had a whopping $30,000 worth of cocaine in the van he was driving. His quick-thinking plan to save himself from drug charges was to toss the drugs out the window of the moving vehicle. The one mistake that this particular criminal made was to not actually open the window before tossing the sack of drugs. The result of that was the bag of cocaine busting open on the window and falling into the back of the vehicle. When police finally did pull him over, there was a fine dusting all over the inside of the van. Hey, let us know in the comment section below. Is there any other criminals that were stupid that we missed? Let us know. And on this list, who do you think was the one that was stopped by the dumbest mistake. Let us know. And as always, give us that thumbs up on the video. Hit that bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And hit that subscribe button. Help us get to 1,000 subscribers by April 8th. That's 3 months from now. And with your help, we can make that goal. And as always, if you want to be a part of the show, send us a voicemail. 682-305-0483. You can give us your thoughts about the current episode. Maybe we missed something we should have included. Let us know. You can give us ideas for future episodes. Or just comment on the episodes. And as always, if you like, you can stay anonymous. And if you want to see more videos like this, check out the playlist right here. Or you can check out the video here of another popular episode.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.